are listed. Jala Jala Navalakshani, Stavra Vlakshavinshati. In our books, when we paint, then we paint like that. First fish, then plants, then insects, as the evolution of soul through bodies. So it appears that plants, Stavra, are higher in consciousness than fish.
How?
Even in the shloka, it is mentioned first. Fish is mentioned first. In our paintings, and Prabhupada also says like that. First fish, then plants. But stavra means doesn't move, not so conscious.
Where it is written? First fish?
That
fish can move.
Therefore higher consciousness.
They can fear. They have so much lust. They have some wisdom also. They try to shape their lives. There are so many things. But trees and all this can.
Along the last two the machine is on the
what? Trees cannot show their wishes, but they can show.
So they are less advanced, less conscious. Fish are more developed.
More developed. Yeah. Trees, mountains, rivers. No. In the things in which there is some conscience, fish is. The name of fish is taken first because Pravaya Payo Dijale Dhit Vanasi Vedam.
Charitram
Akhedam Kesava Dhrita Meena Sari. From here it is. No tree, nothing. And after this,
Kurma.
Kurma. And then
Baraha.
Baraha. And then Nishing. And after this, Parsala. Wild person, Parsala. And after that, the real person, Marjada Purushottam Ram.
Brahman.
Nishinga Brahman, then Parsala. Brahman is very little person.
What?
So who was made first in Srishti, in creation? Who came first? First the trees, mountains, and all others, then fish, then all these things. What is the development?
I don't remember.
You? Why? Why you don't remember? As Srimad Bhagavata I told.
Generally from higher, first higher body,
yes.
Then lowest going down. Brahma creates, then Prajapati.
Brahma made Manu Shatru. And by their wives, so many wives, thousand wives. All trees, mountains, creepers, fish, all serpents, manushya, gandharva, devata, rakshas, pisat,
Kashyapa's wives,
everyone came. So first pair was Kashyapa and Aditi. He manu satrupa. Here, manu satrupa. First, they were the first creation. And from them, and from Manu, Manav came. If anyone does not respect Manu, he is not a Manav. Those who don't go, follow the footprint of Manu, they suited the told Manav. They have done a smriti, Manu smriti. and he has written everything what a mono should do. At last he has told that Bhagavad Bhakti should be done. Sadachar also, and at last. The Western philosophers, big Jnani,
scientists,
they tell that at first, the creation comes from lower.
Yes, from lower up.
Lower to up. And we?
From up down.
Up to down.
Inverse evolution.
Mm-hmm. But by brain, yukti,
argument, logic.
Argument and logic, they think that our this theory is good, more better than that. If it was so, then lakhs and lakhs years spent, why not more than man became any in creation? Why not?
Why not developing beyond man?
Huh? Why? This is the first thought.
They think in future it will happen.
When future? So many futures went. But we see that before our forefathers were so tall, so strong, so fat, so buddhi, and also power, but now we are going. Men are being pasu.
Animals.
And animals are going to so much. Then what? Else?
A different question from Bhajan Asya. From the in the sixth
writing?
Tum
apne yahan likh rahi hai to?
In the sixth sloka.
In what?
In Bhajan Asya.
Sixth sloka.
So, Nayanam Galarasya.
Yeah. First jam?
Sixth jam.
Sixth jam. So that is a description of bhava, the external manifestation of bhava. So so I wanted to see if my understanding is correct, that in a shakti, one is deeply wanting so much that service, some specific service in Radhakrishna Lila, so much, so deeply attached, and he's thinking about it all the time. So Krishna, because of his deep, deep attachment, he reciprocates with that by his mercy, which is Ladini Samvit, which allows him to manifest an actual Siddhadeya based on that desire, which is based on the seed that he has within him. So Krishna's mercy is the reciprocation with that desire. So it takes it from conceived in the mind to an actual manifestation of Siddhadeya. Is that the correct understanding?
Not fully, but something. If there is no greed, then that Krishna mercy will not come and he will not manifest. So, by hearing, by chanting, by remembering, one should have very deep
desire.
Lobe. Not desire.
Greed.
When it will be very deep greed, then what he will chant, what he will remember, what he will do in practices, everything.
There's a sloka, tam bhakti yoga, paribhavada ritsaroga.
Then Krishna will be bound to think about this devotee. His shakti, that is bhakti, will be bound to see that devotee. Then, by her grace, by bhakti, Sambhidant Ladini, and what sort of his greed is, what he thinks about Krishna and his associations, efforts out of. And especially he will choose that the behavior, the services of that very particular gopi, or go, or sakha, or mother, he will have that creed, that kind of. And then he will be practicing what is told in Ujjvalin Mani, especially in this respect. Then by the mercy of Krishna, or the mercy of associates, or you can tell the mercy of bhakti, that Siddha Day will come. If there is no greed actually, and it is no so deep, no hankering, then it will not come. So both should be there, the place and his mercy. The background should be this.
So that Siddha Daya, does it descend? It seems more like, as you have been saying, the seed is there in the heart.
And then seed is there.
And then when Ladini Sambit comes.
Seed is there.
Yeah.
Only water
yeah.
is needed.
Mm.
Water is that thing. Mercy. And that power. Seed is there. If seed is not there, why there are different Siddha Day to different persons?
Yeah.
Different kinds of. Mercy is one, but why five kinds of Siddha Day? Five. And not five, it has been divided five, but actually not five. So lakhs and lakhs. Gopi bhav is lakhs of kinds. Sakha is of lakhs time. Also Vatsalya is of lakhs and lakhs.
It's individual. Everyone is individual.
Everything, in everyone, there is something special in gopi also. There are lakhs of gopis. But any are not with actually two which all qualification and all things like sense.
Same, nothing again.
The individuality of the living entity is eternal.
So, this thing is in Jiva himself. Siddha is also there. But water is not, mercy is not there. Which can, what?
Manifest.
Everything is there. Bhakti Vinod Thakur tells everywhere. In first slope. And so many other places he has. Like him, no other acharya had vividly written about this. As Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
Sometimes you give the example of Swatinath Chatra. Is that example, where is that example from? Is that some sloka somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
That example of Swatinath Chatra when the rain...
Or Guru has, Guru Maharaj has told.
Besides statements of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, do we have any statements from Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, which refers to Swarup as being inherent? Which?
Bhakti Vinod Thakuri is our last Guru, Acharya. He said that anywhere not distinctly written.
Oh,
no. So he disclosed this matter. But everyone has told like so. But not so clearly, because we are not in that stage. We are only in stage of anartha grastha nisht, anishtita bhakti. Only. Not more than that. So they have not disclosed. That soul, in the case of Narad and Dhruva and all others. Hai jamane tang, hai jamane slok in Narad. When his time of death came, and he kept his foot on the death. He said that they came at once. Other could not see this Sari, went on, and the Siddha day came, and he at once able to go to his master, serving everywhere, also in Vaikuntha, also in this one. Arukasa Mandir ta ache na?
Dhruva Maharaj.
He went in this physical body, but the shape was like that, but not earthly. And he was so much unlucky,
because he had to
have this physical body as a dhruva, because he cannot go by this shape either Vaikuntha or Golok Vrindavan or any other sphere. Understand my thinking?
Yeah.
It has not written, but this is my telling, my point of view. He was so much unfortunate because he had so much worldly desires at first, and when desire went, but he had got no good association like you. He was so much fortunate than Dhruva, Prahlad, Ambarish and all. You are going to very good
destination.
Narada will see that, their sarup is more than me. And he will, some jealousy, that, within us in Vaikuntha and here, and they are going directly there. If he will ask you, what do you want? What do you tell to Narada? What do you want?
We want to be the servant of Narayan.
What do you want?
Radha-dasi.
Radha-dasi. You want to go to Golok? Golok?
Raj.
Not Golok?
Yeah.
Are we ready here? Just tell something. Golok is so Gogova, Gogova, Vrindavan Prajula. Narada will tell, I do go, but I pay respect to you. You are coming directly. But they will paricha karenge. They will examine. They can give him first chintamani. Do you want chintamani? Everything will come from that. No? You will
throw away like Sanatana.
500 coin note.
These tests must come. Did the test come from Krishna or Maya? Do the tests come from Krishna or do they come from Maya?
What test?
First
Maya and then do you want to serve Lakshmi? Do you want to serve Sita Devi? Do you want to serve Ramchandra? Do you want to have any good service of Rukmini Shaktavana? But grace should be real, not unreal. Our these grace are not
do you,
if that greed is there,
if I had false
then,
greed, it would be good. If I had false greed, that would be good. I don't have real greed or false greed.
If you have real greed, then you can see in your dream. Have you dreamed like this? So they will think that. something. सोते उठते बैठते बस वही then
also because in this seventh sixth slok nayanam dalara sura because only there it gives the verse seva sadaka rupena siddha rupena chakrihi so it seems almost by this that that rag marg really begins at bhava it seems that rag marg in some senses really begins at bhava because he has placed this here
it has placed
because we also say sadaka the example of the sadaka
it will come siddhade in bhava it is real but greed can be from ruchi asakti it greed will come and greed will be purified and very firm and then at the time of bhava siddhi but when a greed is there then what sort of greed what do you want if you have greed like rupmanjari rupagoshan then what she does what sort of that greed everything will become will come at the time of greed it doesn't mean that when a man will be out of all lusts and all anartha and everything then greed will come it is not true greed is greed a very poor man living in the street having no good dress no nothing to take eat and nothing. But he can have a greed to be emperor no father is a very bad man every money in every way he is very unqualified but yet I am badshah I am emperor greed is bad but after that when greed comes all anartha and aparad vanish away well in a very little short time
if it is real greed
if real everything because it will be in association and by which association these things comes what kind and qualified bad person is that by their association we are having this greed so by the association of such a good qualities of krishna company association everything the great city sharing so much always being in Vrindavan in Navadvipa always in association of associates all then this great book amen drinks what mud
alcohol
wine and if a good person will go in his association at first he will take
smell
at first he will do like this but after going 2 or 3 days that smell will be realized good after that madman can take and like do like this and after some time he will take a very one growth drop and after that oh bring me and then he will be clear cut so in the association of that good association of Rasika Vaishnava smelling the smell come from
yeah all of
it and that will come and go into her heart is her and spread everywhere here also here also here also it's everywhere and people make him happy. That is greed. Greed came in Binda Mangal. Greed come in Prabodhananda Saraswati. All of that, like this. Whole world will be opposite to him, but he will only remain in opposite. But he will not leave this thing. Greed is so. So at that time, any offense, any anarth, any aparadh, anything, just you go very soon, very soon. In Sadhan Bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti, it will so much time, take time, long time to remove anarth. But in this, so we should try to make our shadow of greed into real greed. We can tell it that if there is greed, it is shadow.
Abbas.
Mean and famous.
But reading Srimad Bhagavatam and Goswami Gan, you can get big and mature.
And chanting bhajans, Goranga Bolite Habe. One other question.
What are you hearing? You are also hearing? Anything? Nothing?
And in the seventh sloka.
Just on this point, so Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, that sloka, that is also indicating this thing?
You mean that it is Siddha?
Yeah.
Nitya Siddha Sabhavasa Prakatam Vrishasa.
But in the commentary on that verse, the Acharyas say that it is not coming by sadhana. It is not coming...
Why not? Jiva Surupha Nitya Krishna Das. By mercy, it will be in Brujam. By Swati Nakshatra, in that very vessel, but...
First ascent.
Oyster.
Moti?
Money, pearl.
Pearls will come. But that very Swati Nakshatra, here in serpents, elephants, banana, bangles, they'll be of different. If it is in Swati Nakshatra, then everywhere one thing should be there. Why so different?
Yeah, very powerful organ.
So organ is there, the things which make them blossom is mercy, association. Nitya Siddha is there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. Udaya means?
Awaken.
What thing awakens?
What is there?
Huh?
What is there?
Yeah. This is clear.
Yeah. Also that same word.
Otherwise, yeah. If by mercy it is coming, then it should not be... This is quite a new thing. It will be quite new thing.
Yeah. No continuity.
No. From Shraddha begins. And Shraddha goes up to Mahabhav. Where is Shraddha? In mercy there is Shraddha or in
Jivhart
Shraddha? Where Shraddha? Shraddha is there by the associations of Sadhu Sangha. It is seen there. We can realize
it. Also it is there in the beginning, it is also there in the end. All the stages are complete.
very good thing.
And very important things. Yes.
You should not have no confusion, no sunday.
No.
No doubt. এই তো এখনই দু মিনিট হলো দিলে
কখন
এই তো উঠালাম এখনই পাঁচ মিনিট হলো
দশটা
আগে টু টুয়েলভ
কোয়ার্টার টু টুয়েলভ
I had another question, but another day.
No.
What?
2 minutes, 3 minutes, you can. Today we will not do Bilal Kusmandi.
Yeah.
And Bilal Kusmandi is going
higher
and higher, ever higher level. So you should read yourself, and then there is individual anything to ask. The bhajan has will add you to interfere.
in the sloka, yugayitam nameshena, sakrishya parishayitam. So, in nayanam gavarashru daraya, that is the external, outward manifestation of bhava. And ashleshava paravitam panastumam, that is the full manifestation of prem. So,
Nainangala Dasu Dharaya Par Sadakji.
So Sadak?
Sadak.
But it is Bhava.
Yet. Par Sadak. And that is Par Siddha. Uska pahla.
Yugayi
Sangamisha. It is not in Sadak. It is not Par Sadak. It will be where Krishna Lila is going on. And anyone can go in the womb of gopis and having birth there and in the association. Prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag and all this. Not in this sphere. Only up to bhava. Very first stage of prem. Because this body cannot wear the
influence
of prem. From reading, I thought it seemed like this, that Yugayitam Nameshana was showing that separation is the method of going from bhava to prema. It is showing that varaha bhava.
Actually, it is not the stage of bhava.
This Nayanam Gavara.
No. It is a stage in Punsar. At the time of bhava, before bhava, after bhava, it will sometimes be very, very little, and in matured bhava, it will be very. But it will be as a dhumai.
Smoke.
And good stage also, but it will be dhumai. Dhumai means, you know,
smoking.
Not only in one stage. There are so many stages in dhumai. The smoke is so much. There is no flame. There is some flame, but yet so much
smoke.
Smoke. Some less, some less, some less. Up to a stage where there is a little smoke is bhava. Beginning from dhumai. And up there. In prem, no bhum. But the sikha,
flame
will come very little. In sneha, man, prane, it will gradually develop. In mahabhav, very good flame.
Blazing.
And in madan modan, up to last stage.
When a Siddha Purush comes into world, then he will not...
What is the meaning of Siddha Purush? There are so many kinds of Siddha Purush.
I give, say, example of Ashrita Prabhupada. So his expression of
actually know that Hira Siddha Purusha are not?
Do I know?
You know?
Yeah.
No.
No?
When you will be Siddha, then you can realize it. You are telling only that your Vishwas is there. Vishwas
is there.
By faith and by hearing from all others. Mm. Yeah. But actually, have you any realization that he is Siddha?
No.
Any symptoms you have got from him that he is Siddha Purush?
But no one can preach without being...
No, no, this is calculation. But really, have you anything to say that I am telling to my conscience that he is Siddha?
By realization.
If Krishna comes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, so many persons took the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But who told that he is Siddha? Raramananda can tell. Sarup Damodar. Tapan Mishra. Sarvam Bhattacharya. Rupa Goswami. They can tell. They can tell. Are you in a realization that Krishna is himself God? What you have proof that he is God?
No proof.
So, when you have, we'll go to the stage that when you will realize something, you are telling that I am a Siddha Purush. I am Siddha Purush. You will tell, oh, yes, yes. I will tell that I am not Siddha. You will tell that, no, no, you are Siddha Purush. You are telling lie. But what you have proved that I am Siddha Purush? Have you any proof? Oh, they are all telling you, and you are telling so much good Harikatha, so you may be Siddha.
That means you want to cheat everybody out of Krishna.
But when you are Siddha, you will not be here to tell that he is Siddha.
We may not have proof, but we have good calculation.
With calculation, sometimes it will be not, it will be wrong. Because Ananta Vasudeva, all disciples told that he is more than Krishna and he is Ayatam Siddha Mahapurush, Vishvanu, Nandini, he is a special sevika, and where he went in hell. So only faith will not do. You'll have to realize. But you should be said, tell that our Guru Maharaj is Siddha. Only that, but you have no actual proof.
Can I ask that question?
What?
Siddha Purush.
Yeah.
So we are saying that in this material world must take spiritual body in order to experience symptoms of prema. But then, what is their position in terms of exhibiting or experiencing such symptoms?
I could not understand.
Just earlier you're saying that this body, this will be able to experience or develop up the platform of bhava, and then must go where Krishna is appearing, take birth in the womb of Gopi, and so on. So this is for us, we are sadhaka. That I know for by realization.
You are sadhaka.
Yes. Hmm. Trying to be sadhaka.
I think that I am not really sadhaka, but you may be. Because you are telling you have experience. But when I see that Billa Mangali is told to be a sadhaka.
You say you are not sadhaka?
Hmm?
You said you are not sadhaka?
Huh?
That is proof?
Yeah.
Okay. I have proof that I have no sadhaka. Billa Mangal is supposed to be a sadhaka. No? So I think that you have come in the platform of Vildamangal, then you are sadhak. But I think that kaam krodha vasahya tarlati tha. Bhramite bhramite jadi sadhu. You are not thinking, you are not seeing actually that how much lust or how much offences, how much everything is in me. You are saying only by words and you are what attracted to my words. Not actually seeing. But sometimes it is supposed and calculated that it may be. But really, when anyone will go go up in his sadhana bhajan, he can realize up to his stage.
You can only see a person up to your stage.
Not beyond that.
That's not the question.
That's right.
If an uttama, a siddha purush, uttama bhakta, if he is acting on the madhyam platform, is his experience on the uttama platform or the madhyam platform?
What again?
Same problem. If there is a siddha, uttama
adhikari,
but he is acting on the madhyam platform for preaching or something, is his internal experience on the madhyam platform or the uttama platform?
He is uttama, but yet he is doing a service like he will always realize
that inside is fully uttama always.
And a qualified person. He is training to children A, B, C, D as a very third class, lower class guru. No? He has come down up to this, but he knows that I have passed him, I have qualified up to. But yet he will
learning on a simple level.
Simple, very fastest. This is A, this is B, this is C, this is... And sometimes he will do. He will do. But professor cannot do. What to do? You are not going to Australia? You are here?
Here.
In Vrindavan?
Here.
Let him go.
I will stay here.
You know, here, in Vrindavan.
Here.
In the Raman Reti you will stay. Here you cannot have Rasagulla.
Also there Rasagulla. I cannot have
There is so much cows. We want to drink water.